Emotions have been running the gamut among Cavs fans since LeBron James announced he's leaving Cleveland for the LA Lakers. But our sports commentator Terry Pluto says despite some of the anger and sadness, James's legacy is intact. Terry, what do you want fans to remember about the last couple of days?
Well, you know, first of all, people's opinions are their opinions. And the old thing, you have your right to your opinion. You hope your opinion is based on something more than just raw emotion of I want LeBron to dribble the basketball here until he just drops over and his career ends. Now, some people, you know, they go back to, gee, you know, that he should do that. He should never leave the Cavaliers. When I think about a guy being 32 years old, came back to his hometown, delivered the title, has played more games here than anyone else, he probably figured he has one move left. You know, do I stay in Cleveland or do I go somewhere else?
Okay.
Meantime, you feel like he's turning his back on his hometown or whatever. And I guess I would just simply say, if he had never come back after he left in 2010, I think that's a valid argument. Mm-hmm. But what he did the last 4 years here, four trips to the finals, one title. You look at the things in Northeast Ohio. I mean, in terms of you look at it, and sometimes athletes say they give back, but no, when you look at all the things, the LeBron James Foundation and all these things that have been going on for most of his 15-year career, and I know some people who have kids that have been part of that, and it's not just the trips to Cedar Point, and it's not just that they get the backpacks or the bikes or whatever, it's the, you know, the academic end of it, and this took a lot of energy and a lot of things to get it right. There are other athletes who have done quite a bit of good, but truthfully, he's lapped them all. I mean, I got a couple emails, good riddance, now the Cavs can go build a team. Amanda, when was the last time they made the playoffs without LeBron James with the Cavaliers?
We were looking at the numbers. It was 1998.
20 years ago. Now, granted, he was here for 11 of those years, but the other nine where he was gone, there's no playoffs. When he walks out the door here, as he did over the weekend, you know, you look back and I would say he should have really no big regrets. It's not like the last time where he left with the decision show behind him. And frankly, he was immature the last year or two. And I'm not saying it was any legal trouble, but he was not always a great teammate or anything. This is a different guy leaving this time. It's the guy who learned from his mistakes. And so I wish him well. And I think the legacy will be, people who follow the Cavaliers probably saw, if not the greatest player of all time, among the top three ever to play basketball.
And be lucky that he was even here?
It was the luck of the lottery the first time that he came here. Remember, he didn't have a choice to come to Cleveland. Second time he did. Second time he chose to come back. And as he said, you know, kind of make some things right because he didn't like how he left. And I think he truly felt, more than any other athlete, I would say, in Cleveland pro sports history, the burden of I have to win a title for the town because it's been so long that Northeast Ohio, the 64 Browns.
Yeah.
So he came back with that, not just goal, but as I said, burden.
Is LeBron James's legacy intact after this recent move?
It should be. Now, in some people's minds, they don't. It's just like some people to this day hate Jim Thome for leaving the Indians to go to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and okay, you can't, like I said, you can't tell people how to feel, but at least try to think a little bit before you determine how you feel.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about how the Indians' approach to pitching is keeping them firmly in first place.